Palestinian movements Hamas and Fatah have agreed to set aside 7 years of disputes and have formed a unity government. The landmark deal has sparked celebrations in the Gaza Strip. The two groups announced in a joint statement at the end of their talks in Gaza that the unity government will be formed within the next 5 months. They also say that they have agreed to hold general elections within 6 months afterwards. Hamas and Fatah picked Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital city of the Palestinian people. They've emphasized that the agreement was reached in a very positive atmosphere for an end to divisions among the Palestinians and to enhance their reconciliation. Fatah and Hamas further stressed that unity among all Palestinians is specially required today in order to help curb Israeli aggressions. The former rivals say that they've also discussed the consequences of forming a unity government in terms of potential pressures from Israel. Meanwhile, several people have been injured in a fresh Israeli airstrike on the Gaza Strip, one of them in critical condition. The attack targeted the Beit Lahia region north of Gaza. It comes right on the heels of a unity deal between the Palestinian resistance movements Hamas and Fatah in Gaza. The Israeli military has increased its airstrikes on the blockaded Palestinian territory in recent months. Israeli forces attack Gaza residents on an almost daily basis. Let's bring in Hani Albasusi, a professor at the Islamic University of Gaza, who joins us from the Gaza Strip. Hani Albasusi, what do you think? You have a very major event that has taken place in the Gaza Strip. And that's great, you know, within 5 months, a unity government. But in the bigger picture, what will that do for Palestinians when it comes to, for example, peace talks, and of course, how it's going to resolve many of the core issues, like Al-Aqsa Mosque, Jerusalem Al-Quds, you name it?
Well, despite the fact there's been unity talk between Fatah and Hamas, and a joint statement which was made today by Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh and Zamil Ahmed from Fatah Party, despite this fact and despite the positive atmosphere in Gaza and the whole Palestine about unity and reconciliation, I think there's some fear about the situation which is going to come in the future, specifically because the Israeli occupation forces are threatening to have collective punishment in Gaza, in the West Bank, in Jerusalem. And I think the situation is not as easy as we can imagine, specifically again when we talk about the issue of negotiations with the Israeli side and about Jerusalem and security issues. These are cases in which I think Fatah and Hamas will not be able to have be united on them, because I think they have different perspective. The way Hamas believes about things is not the same Fatah do believe about them. But at this moment, I think there is a need, there is a necessity for unity, because the situation has been difficult, a crisis in Gaza and in the West Bank in Gaza. I think because of the blockade on the Gaza Strip, which has been lasted for the past 7 years. In the West Bank, I think Mr. Mahmoud Abbas and Fatah has been under severe pressure by the Israeli occupation forces concerning peace negotiations. I think this time, Hamas and Fatah and all Palestinian political factions have to have unity to stop the occupation, to end the occupation. But at the end of the day, I think things will take time and it'll be difficult, especially the United States might take kind of collective punishment against all Palestinian political parties.
Do you think that Mahmoud Abbas should remain as the acting Palestinian Authority chief?
I think, yes, he will be acting as a chief of the Palestinian Authority at least until the next general election, which would be most likely by the end of this year or maybe at the beginning of 2015. I think Mr. Mahmoud Abbas has fed up and he wants to leave his position because of the failure and because of the consequences of the negative impact of the peace process on the Palestinians. So I think he's looking forward to leave his position. But at the same time, we can see some negative signals in which he wants to keep his power, he wants to stay in power. I think the situation is complicated, but most likely I think changes would take place in by the end of this year, especially because the Israeli government want to have a new leader in Fatah who could lead, who could negotiate more, who could concede more to the Israeli side. I think the negotiations and the peace process made it difficult for Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, to be able to stay in his position because he's been under severe pressure and condemnation by the Palestinian community and the Palestinian factions who condemn any kind of peace talks with the Israeli side. This is why I think Mr. Mahmoud Abbas trying to come back at the last minute to the Palestinian people, saying that he wants to leave his position, he would like to come back to unity, he wants to end peace process with the Israeli side. And I think he comes back to the Palestinian unity because he did not get any positive outcome from the Israeli government.
Thank you very much for that. Hani Abu Sous, professor at the Islamic University of Gaza, talking to us from the Gaza Strip.